be he prince or beggar, that came to the door. 2 days after, there came by a travelling fiddler, who began to play under the window and beg alms. And when the king heard him, he said, "Let him come in." So they brought in a dirty-looking fellow. And when he had sung before the king and the princess, he begged a boon. Then the king said, "You have sung so well that I will give you my daughter for your wife." The princess begged and prayed, but the king said, "I have sworn to give you to the first comer, and I will keep my word." So words and tears were of no avail. The parson was sent for, and she was married to the fiddler. When this was over, the king said, "Now get ready to go. You must not stay here. You must travel on with your husband." Then the fiddler went his way and took her with him, and they soon came to a great wood. "Pray," said she, "whose is this wood?"
"It belongs to King Grizzlybeard," answered he. "Hadst thou taken him, all had been thine."
"Ah, unlucky wretch that I am," sighed she. "Would that I had married King Grizzlybeard."
Next they came to some fine meadows.
"Whose are these beautiful green meadows?" said she.
"They belong to King Grizzlybeard. Hadst thou taken him, they had all been thine."
"Ah, unlucky wretch that I am," said she. "Would that I had married King Grizzlybeard."